Once upon a time, perhaps not so very long ago and not so very far away from here, there lived a king who had everything one could wish for. He had a fine kingdom, faithful subjects, and 3 charming daughters whom he adored. One afternoon, the family sat down to have lunch in the grand dining hall. The table stretched for what seemed like half a mile. It was spread with a fine linen cloth and decorated with candles and fresh greenery. There was lamb and new potatoes. There was soup that glimmered as if it was gold, as if it had captured the sun itself. There was fresh bread. There was cheese and sweet, creamy butter. There was everything you would expect to see on the banquet table of a king. The king leaned back in his chair, feeling very satisfied with his life. And with a smile on his face, he turned to his children and asked them, "Daughters, how much do you love me? How much do you love your father, the king?" And he smiled as he thought of how they would answer it. The oldest daughter looked at her father, and she did love him. She said, "Father, I love you more than all the gold and silver in the kingdom." The king smiled and twirled his mustache. He was pleased with her answer. "And you," he turned to his middle child, "how much do you love your father, the king?" "Ah," she said, not to be outdone by her older sister, "father, I love you more than all of the rubies and emeralds and diamonds in the kingdom." The king was pleased with her answer as well. So he turned to the youngest daughter. Not that he had favorites, but if he had to choose a favorite, perhaps it would have been her. He asked his question for a third time. "Tell me, daughter, how much do you love your father, the king?" "Father," she said, "I love you more than salt."
"Salt? Salt? You love me more than salt? Out! Out! You are banished, young lady!"
Which is perhaps the royal version of "go to your room," except that when you are the king, your word is law and cannot be so easily reversed. Silence fell on the dining room. All of them stared uncomfortably down at their plates, except the youngest. "As you wish, father. But before I go, I would like to prepare a meal for you, for all of us. You won't object, surely, to having one more meal together as a family?" The king, who was already regretting his hasty proclamation, agreed. They parted ways, with the youngest daughter going to the kitchen. She sent everyone else out. She insisted that she would prepare everything with her own 2 hands. They didn't see her again until the dinner table was set. Again, there was the fine linen cloth, candles, and fresh greenery. But when her sisters and her father entered the dining hall, they noticed that the food was exactly the same as what they had eaten for lunch. There was lamb and potatoes seasoned with fresh dill. There was bread and cheese and butter and soup. They stared at the table in silence, but said nothing. No one had much of an appetite. "Sit, sit, it's time to eat. I've been working all afternoon. Surely you must be hungry." And so they sat. They put their napkins in their laps. They looked to the king, and he picked up his soup spoon. He dipped it into the broth and brought it to his lips. But something was not right. He looked at his youngest daughter, and he looked back at his soup. He took another spoonful, but something was missing. The king put down his soup spoon. He picked up his fork and knife and sliced himself a piece of tender lamb. But as he chewed it, the same thought occurred to him. Something was missing. He took a slice of bread and buttered it, but even the bread was like sand in his mouth. The king spat the bread out into his napkin and turned to face his youngest daughter, who sat calmly eating her dinner.
"Daughter, what have you done to the food? Something is wrong."
"Wrong?"
"Yes, something is missing. You must have left out something. There's no taste to it, no flavor. I can't eat this. You have forgotten something essential. What is it?"
She dabbed her mouth with her napkin and looked at her father. "Well, it's nothing very important, father. I simply didn't add any salt." The king was silent. He looked down at his food, and at last His eyes met his daughter's gaze again. How foolish I have been. Will you forgive me? For the king realized that salt, like love, brings out the richness in everything.